Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding. May 19th, 2026. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6 stands within the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, a collection of writings designed to form godly character through instruction, reflection, and lived obedience. The book of Proverbs is traditionally associated with King Solomon, who reigned over Israel during a time of peace and prosperity in the 10th century BC. Solomon received a reputation for wisdom that extended beyond Israel's borders. And Scripture presents him as a primary contributor to this collection of sayings, 1 Kings 4:29-34. The intended audience includes young people learning how to live wisely, as well as the broader covenant community seeking to walk faithfully before God. Proverbs functions as a guide for daily living under the authority of God. It teaches that wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 1:7, which means a reverent awareness of God's holiness, authority, and moral order. Within this framework, Proverbs 3 presents a father addressing a son, offering instruction that shapes both heart and behavior. This relational setting adds weight to the words. The instruction carries the tone of personal investment, where the speaker desires the flourishing of the listener through faithful obedience to God. As we learned in January's Shaped by Scripture study, Proverbs should not be read as a list of promises. Rather, the book is full of wisdom for godly living, so that we may receive wisdom and blessing with godliness as our goal. Proverbs 3:5-6 appears in a section that emphasizes trust, obedience, and reliance upon the Lord as the foundation for a stable and directed life. The surrounding verses reinforce this theme. Proverbs 3:1-4 calls for steadfast love and faithfulness to guide one's life. Proverbs 3:7-8 warns against self-reliance and urges a posture of humility before God. These verses together form a unified message. A life oriented toward God produces clarity, health, and stability. The historical and cultural context further strengthens the meaning. Ancient Israel understood life as lived under covenant with God. The people recognized that blessing and direction came through obedience to His revealed will. Daily decisions carried spiritual significance because they reflected one's relationship with the Lord. In this setting, the call to trust God with all one's heart addressed both internal belief and outward conduct. It invited the listener to place full confidence in God's wisdom rather than personal judgment. Within the broader structure of Proverbs, these verses serve as a central statement of the book's message. They summarize the essence of wisdom by directing the reader toward wholehearted trust in God and consistent acknowledgement of His authority. The promise that God will make paths straight reflects the covenant understanding that God actively guides those who seek Him. This guidance does not remove responsibility. It establishes a clear and purposeful direction shaped by divine wisdom. Understanding this context deeps the gravity of Proverbs 3:5-6. These verses do not offer casual advice. They present a foundational principle for life under God's rule. The call to trust, reject self-reliance, and acknowledge God in all things speaks to the core of one's identity and direction. The original audience received these words as essential instruction for living well before God. And that same weight remains for readers today. Take action. Read Proverbs 3:1 through 12 in your Bible to understand the immediate context of these verses. Then read Proverbs 1:7 and James 1:5 to see how Scripture consistently presents wisdom as rooted in the fear of the Lord and dependence on Him. Reflection questions. 1. How does the father-to-son setting in Proverbs 3 shape the tone and importance of the instruction in verses 5 and 6? 2. What role does the fear of the Lord play in understanding why trusting God stands at the center of these verses? Memorization reminder. Continue working through Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 by reviewing the first phrase and adding the next portion. Speak it aloud, write it again, and begin connecting the phrases together as one complete passage.